Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray once more. Amen. I thank God for everyone present here. I bless God. I welcome everyone to today's fellowship. I pray that you will no longer walk blindly nor confused about anything, because your source and your supplier will always be there to instruct you and guide you in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is the one that provides the way for us. And he leads us as he instructs us in the way that we should go. He knows the right way. If you don't follow him in that right path, hey, you and I will be living in this world blindly. Because Psalm 32 verse 8 says, Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. God knows what is best for us. And his watchful eyes are constantly looking upon us, watching us to direct our ways. He is such a loving father to especially take time to teach us ways we should follow to be successful in this life. He has been teaching us so many ways to follow him and grow as we live in this life. We began in February 23rd this year. Ever since, the Lord had directed our path and showed us so many ways, so many different ways, quality, methods we are to relate with him. We talked about the way is purification. We talked about the way is to be steadfast. We even talked about the way is to worship God. And so many other ways he has taught us. I begin to see the reason why he has been teaching us the way to follow him. But today, we shall be discussing the way to go is to make God your source and supplier, not man. Make him your source and your supplier. Generally speaking, a source is where something comes from. A source could be a supplier of something too. Most cases, our source supplies us with what we cannot produce on our own. And a source could also be an agency that provides us with information. But in today's discussion, God is the ultimate source for all our spiritual, physical, and emotional needs. He only uses people and things as channels to supply our needs in some cases. In our lives and in our business, it is very necessary for us to rediscover God as our source, because a lot of us have missed it because we know so many people in names, in power, and in authority. We have all missed it. Remember, God is your giver of every good thing that we need in this life, not man. James chapter 1 verse 16 to 17. James chapter 1 verse 16 to 17 says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is the ultimate source of all good things, whether material, spiritual, physical. He is the creator of light and the source of all that is pure. He is the source of everything that is righteous. He is the source of everything that is good and perfect. Because all the good and perfect gifts comes from God Almighty alone. God's goodness and faithfulness are steadfast. He is consistent. He is reliable. He is trustworthy. Don't let your faith shake. No matter what storm comes your way, do not let your faith shake. Know who your source is. Very important. Apostle Paul was a man who understood God as the source of all things. Listen to what he said in Romans chapter 11 verse 36. Romans chapter 11 verse 36 says, for of him And through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. God is the origin and the sustainer of all things. He is the source of everything that exists. Let us make praising God our habit to appreciate him forever, because he deserves it. There are so many things we received we didn't ask of. We didn't even know that they existed. Did you know he died on the cross for you when you were born? No? Not until you came to know about Christ, about Jesus, that you were taught. Again, Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Apostle Paul said, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Let me repeat 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 again, my brothers and my sisters. Please listen very carefully. I receive the power that comes with this word and its understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 says, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. See how important that is? And we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Brethren, there is one God, the Father, through whom all things were created in this world, and our one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created, and through him all believers exist. God is our source. When we are so desperately in need of something, when we seek knowledge, God is our source. When you need to be delivered from addiction, God is your source. When you seek healing, God Almighty is your source, not the doctors. Go to God first for everything before you go to anyone else. And most cases, if not all, he directs your path. When you search for answers to some unexplainable and mixed up situation, he is your source for answers. When you find yourself trapped in a relationship that is diabolic and confused, yet you are not able to leave, hey, God is your source to set you free. When you find yourself trapped in an abusive marriage and relationship, God is your source to set you free and deliver you from there. When you find yourself in a situation where you are used, dumped, and forgotten, God is your source. He will never let you down. When you are in need of anything, make God your source. Walk by faith. Focus on him as your ultimate source for life. He will give you comfort when you need it. He will give you strength when you are weak and not feeling well. He will strengthen you. He provides for your physical and spiritual well-being. I went for a program yesterday, a powerful praise and worship program for 5 hours right in the heart of Manhattan at Lincoln Center. There was a brother that moved the crowd, charged, praising God. You will not believe that morning he was at the emergency room, admitted in the hospital. God visited him there as prayers were going on, and he came and joined us in the program in the middle of it from the hospital. What can't God do? Nothing. When you see this brother praising God, he was part of the worship leaders. He couldn't have missed it. God was in control. When it comes to things you need for your survival, make God your source, not man, not your pockets. Do you realize it is by the grace of God you can see another day? Do you know that each day is a very special gift to you from God? Yes. Do you realize that you have a maker who guarantees your new day every day? He is our maker. He is our source who supplies and gives us all that we need. And we can trust him as our source throughout each day. God is the source of our life. He is our creator, who in the beginning he breathed life into Adam, the first human he created on earth that became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Moses told the children of Israel, listen to this very carefully. Moses told the children of Israel, it is your life and the length of your days. Which means, as long as you follow him, you will have longer life on this earth and even throughout eternity. Because God is your life and the length of your days. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 20 says, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them, which includes you and I. Yes. Listen to what Apostle Paul said again in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Listen very carefully.
For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Apostle Paul said, for we are dead, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. For we are dead, for our lives are hidden in Christ with God. In Christ with God. Thank you, Lord. Then the psalmist called God the fountain of life. For with thee is the fountain of life. In the light shall we see light. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. God is the ultimate source of all life, all understanding, everything that is truthful. And he enlightens and originates everything that concerns us. Just as the sun makes the world visible, so God's divine presence and light, which is the word of God, enabled us to perceive the truth. My dear brothers and my sisters, not only is God the source of life, he is also the sustainer of life. He is able to provide all that we need for our sustenance. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples. Listen very carefully. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 27. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 27.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, when ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than remnant? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth you. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his structure? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Brethren, Jesus says, stop worrying about your physical needs. Because your life is greater than these things. God provides for even the birds. Not to talk of you, that is much more valuable to him. Take God's word into your heart. Take it, live by it, design your life and structure it in the path of God. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 145, verse 15 to 16.
The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hey, I can tell you this. That the eyes of all creatures, from the smallest insect to the largest mammal, instinctively look to God for their provision. In due season, God provides for each one at the right time. God is actively involved in the lives of his creation, which includes me and you. Don't you forget that. If God is your source and your sustainer of your life, then no one can snuff you out before your time. Nobody. Nobody can even touch you. No devil can touch you. None. So why are you always afraid and panicking about your life? Look at how he has kept you alive from day one to death. Is it by your power? No. Jesus Christ assured his disciples, including me and you, in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 to 31. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 to 31. Listen carefully, please.
Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Our hairs are not just counted. They are numbered. It means that God knew the exact hairs that fell off while you were combing your hair this morning. He knew. You don't know. I don't know. That should give us an idea of how God meticulously watches over our lives. All our hairs are numbered. If a sparrow does not fall to the ground without God's permission, then nothing can happen to the believer without God's permission. That is something to be rest assured of. That was why, listen carefully, that was why when Pilate boasted that he had power to crucify and to release Jesus, listen to what Jesus answered. Jesus answered and said, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. In John chapter 19, verse 11. Yes. John chapter 19, verse 11 says, Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Jesus. This should be our response to people when they threaten us. That they cannot, they could not, they have no power against us. Except God has given it to them. That should be our response whenever anybody comes to threaten us from now onwards. John chapter 19, verse 11. Take note of it. It's very key. God does not want us to make human beings our source. This is a big warning. We are not meant to look to or lean on any human being. No. God has strong words for those who lean on men. Check this out in Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Yes. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Listen though. He said, thus saith the Lord. The Lord is L-O-R-O-D, capital. Check your Bible. Check it. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. And whose heart departed from the Lord. If someone promises to do something for you, they disappoint you and fail to do what they promised you, it is okay. It is okay. Because they are not your source. Placing our dependence on people as our source opens the door for disappointment and hurts. It means you are destined to fail if you keep trusting on man. No, don't trust on man. Most importantly, God curses those who trust in people, relying on their power and strength instead of God. God is your eternal source, and with him, no situation is irredeemable. You all know Amaziah, the king of Judah. Amaziah, king of Judah. Listen to this. Listen. He had invested huge resources to hire mercenaries to help him prosecute a battle against the Edomites. God told him not to proceed with the plan. Amaziah was concerned about his investments, about the money he had already invested. He was so concerned and carried away, worried that he was going to lose everything he had invested. Amaziah said to the man of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 9. Listen to what Amaziah said to the man of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which are given to the army of Israel?" And the man of God answered, the Lord Almighty is able to give thee much more than these. The Lord God Almighty is able to give you much, 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 much more than you have lost. God is able to make up for whatever you seem to have lost. God can command blessing upon a business in such a way that for the rest of this year, your revenue will be so much that will make up not only for your past losses, it will make up for surplus for you to have for the future. This is God. Our Lord Jesus, our source and supplier, brought money out of the mouth of fish. He can give you money and open doors of replenishment and provision from any source he likes. Anyhow he likes it, he will do it for you. As long as he is your source and he is your supplier. Matthew chapter 17 verse 27. Matthew chapter 17 verse 27 says, "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened up his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee." That was money he took out to pay tax. God's miraculous power can provide for his people's needs through their skills and their abilities. Jesus took money out of the mouth of fish. He can do anything. He can provide for you any as your source. He can provide for you in any which way that he desire. It is our connection to the source that guarantees our supply, not the connection to our businesses or the connection to our connection to the big boss or the president or whoever. We must stay connected to the ultimate source of life in order to make it in life. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 5, "I am the vine, you and I, we are the branches. He that abideth in Christ and we in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without him, we can do nothing." John 15 verse 5 says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." This saying is saying that any river, that forgets its source will dry up. Any river. That is true. But unfortunately, when we face crisis, the first thing that suffers is our relationship with God. We seek human connection and support. That is exactly where we need God the most. When things are tough, it is not the time for us to abandon those scriptures and beliefs that strengthens our faith. Neither is it the time to abandon your source and your supplier. When things are not going according to your plan, do not abandon your prayers, neither abandon your brethren. Do not allow your communication with God to suffer. Don't try it. Attend Bible study and fellowship with brethren, because one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. So you can imagine when we are in multiples, how many we can chase and put out flights out of our life. When the enemy comes like a flood against you, what do you do? Nothing. It is the Spirit of God that shall lift up a standard against them all. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19 says, "So shall They fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. This is a prophetic declaration of God's intervention against any overwhelming evil coming at us. Anytime you see any evil, all those relations, fake friends, fake family friends, fake staff, fake people, all the fake people who are mean and wicked, who have negativity against you, don't worry. They cannot reach you. When they gather together and the enemy attacks you like a flood, God will raise and gather his forces to confront the enemy with unstoppable power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a place meant only for God in your life. Never let anyone take that place. Let no one ever point at you and say to you, I made you. Oh, this was the reason Abraham rejected an offer from the king of Sodom. Let's listen to Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 to 23.
And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to his two left, and I will not take anything that is thine. Lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Abraham recognized God as his maker. He recognized God as his source. And he recognized God as his sustainer. And he also knows and recognized the fact that God is the owner of all things, not man. Because he is connected to him, because Abraham knew he was connected to God, gives him access to everything in heaven and on earth. So it is for me and for you. In times like this, you need to strengthen your connection with your source. It will restore and help you recover whatever has broken down in your life. That man you are expecting to be your life partner, that husband, is coming. That child you've been waiting for is coming. That prosperity you've been expecting is coming. That deliverance is coming. That healing is already here. He went on the cross for you and I. Believe him for your healing. Believe him for your health. Believe him for your transformation. Make yourself more beautiful every day. And delight yourself in the Lord. And you will see remarkable changes in your life. When God is your source, your life will be a miracle. Your life will be inexplicable. God is our Jehovah Jireh. The Lord who sees. And the Lord who provides all what we need. Hold on to him tight as your source and your sustainer and your supplier. But let me warn you, as I'm advising you now, to come out of it if you have ever idolized any human being as your source and supplier. You will be in a very terrible danger because every human being is limited and we have no power of our own. Neither can we have anything that can... Neither that we have anything that can make us source to anybody. No, we don't have. We are all limited. For some people, they have chosen their salary to be their source. For some, it is their inheritance. Some, it is their bank account and investment. Oh, no. But for few of us like us, we have chosen our God, our supplier, our source to be God Almighty. We shall have no fear, nor do we have any lack on this earth, even in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Nothing happens to us that God, our Father, our source and supplier, will not make available to us as they are needed, because he is in control of all our lives. Satan might be waiting to confuse you and convince you that God isn't going to meet your needs. Satan is a liar. He will tell you God doesn't want to help you meet your needs or your goals. Oh, no. He will give you many excuses. They are all lies. They are lies and more lies because he's the father of lies. Don't listen to him. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh on his own, for he is a liar and a father of it. Start renewing your mind, my brothers and my sisters, and strengthen your faith in God. Start rebuking the devil that confuses your mind sometimes. Resist them, and they will all disappear from you. Always trust God as your source, your sustainer, and your supplier. God wants you to start acting as a commandant in charge of your life. The commandant in charge of your body. The commandant in charge of all your activities and your environment. Because it can work better with you if you are healthy, whole, and blessed. Moreover, without holiness, you cannot see God. You will be blind to him. In that case, how can you see God if you are blind spiritually? That is not possible. He wants you to put on his armor of protection each day. He wants you to give him good reports each day by thanking him every day for all he has done for you. He wants you to seek him with all your heart daily, so he will be able to give you endless supplies that you never think or even imagined will happen. Those who seek the Lord lacks no good thing from him. Psalm 34 verse 10 says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall never want any good thing. So therefore now, I want you and your friends and family, I invite all of you to come and give your life to Jesus. Come and taste this Lord God, how good he is. Come and seek him so that you will never be in want of anything ever again in your life. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. All you need to do is to trust him, seek him, come to him in humility, cry out to him, open up your heart, tell him how you are, how sorry you are, that tell him about everything you need. Look, just go to God in humility, empty it out to him, and he will love you so much. You will be saying, wow, I never knew God was so delicious like this. I never knew God was so wonderful like this. I am experiencing him, and I am telling you, all you need to do is to trust him for everything that you need. Trust him for everything you need spiritually. Trust him for everything you need physically. Trust him for everything you need emotionally, mentally, even financially. Trust God. You will never lack anything in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ, it is impossible to make God your source and your supplier. Oh, yes. You are not saved by works, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So therefore, by faith, you can begin to trust God as your source and provider for every need that you, for everything that you need. But you have to turn away from your sins. You have to turn away from your self-centeredness. You can ask God to forgive you for all the sins you have committed and to help you to overcome all your bad habits. Yes, and let's begin now. Let's waste no time, and let's begin as you repeat the prayer of salvation after me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. I invite Jesus to become the source, my sustainer, and my supplier in my life. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in His presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You are welcome.